Kuk Dal Tzipalat. Lo Yafsik Vitfiloso Afidu Melech Yisrael Shredish. President Melech Shimon Esri should not stop to talk to anybody and not even make a remez with his fingers and winking his eyes. Should be totally involved in this field. If there is a baby crying and you cannot concentrate because of that, and by making some sign to them to be quiet, it will help, then it is permitted to do it. No other way of achieving peace of mind other than talking to the child, that is not an option. You're not talking to the Shemun Esrei, so you should go to some other place. You're at a distance of the child. Come upon if you have to take care of the child. If necessary, you do what you can to calm him down, but avoid talking. Yeah. Same thing if a person's in the middle, the Rav is having a long Shemun Esrei. Everyone's waiting in with him. He wants to continue going. So is he allowed to make some simon to that? So he has a heter to make a simon to that, to the Shliach Tziva to go. The idea of waiting for the Rav is that the Rav is supposed to be diving at medium speed. But sometimes the Rav wants to dive at longer also. Yeah. Even if there will be an issue of hefsed moment, the person will lose out some money that he can make, and the only way to stop it is by talking to Shemun Esrei. Even so, that is not an option. And it's prohibited to talk to Shemun Esrei if you have a monetary loss because of that. Yeah. Av Melech Ovi Gilulim, a Goyish king, which over here is a very issue of danger to one's life, one does not respect a Goyish king, then in Eshel Lekatze, the Hainish Yer Mitzvila Bracha Vesaifa, Koydim Shagia Elov, if you can be Mekatze and finish off the Bracha you're saying before he comes to your Katze, or Memshilo Shehitim in Aderech, Yitim Lo Yasik Vedim, like we said before, the thing one should avoid at all costs is not to speak. So if you avoid the king by moving his position, going to somewhere else, then he should do that. If you have Yafsik. The last option is to actually speak and say, give a Shalom Aleichem whatever is necessary to do to this king, because like we're saying, we're talking about a case where there's a Sakharas Nefashah. So the bottom line is, the only heter to talk in the middle of Shemun Esrei is when there's concern of Sakharas Nefashah. Six days. The person who's davening in a place, a wild animal or wagon is coming towards him, which can endanger his life. So also, like we said before, to moving away from where you are to prevent you from sakana is acceptable, but not to talk, unless the only way you prevent the sakana is by talking. Under all other circumstances, one should not go out of his position where he is in the middle of Shemun Esrei. Yeah. Shrabu brings over here that if one is a chazan and Yom Kippur, so by Musaf, the chazan bows down on his face. So he says it's not proper for him to move his feet from where they were before, because, just like we learn now, unless it's very extenuating circumstances, one should stay where he is from the Shemun Esrei. So he gives the Esa, which most people do nowadays, to have a shtender in front of him and you take it away. When it comes to those places that he bends down, they'll bend down without moving out of his position. It says the Chiddush over here by the Tachanunim. In other words, when he finished the Shemun Esrei, now saying the kind of tzor. So over there, it's mutter to move out of your position. If it's a tzor, mitzvot, ksas. That's good enough. What's that? So one example of that is that before the chazan takes back his three steps, wants to sit down for Tachnun, or he gets an aliyah and brings a Sefer Torah to the Bima. All those type of things are self tefillah. Because the right thing to do is, if one's a Shliach Tzibur, does not take the three steps back till the end of Kaddish Tiskavim, after all the Tzibur. So even though the priest is turned in the middle, he shouldn't be mafsik the Dibur, but he's allowed to go to bring the Torah to where he's supposed to bring the Torah, etc. So that's once again. Now it's also important to know, the Shliach Tziva also supposed to take three steps back at the end of Shemun Esrei. So normally he's supposed to wait to skabel and take the three steps. But if you have, sometimes you switch the chazan and you have another chazan for Ashrei Volatzin. So the first chazan is not going to be there for to skabel. The second chazan will be there. So in such circumstances, in the first chazan should take three steps back right after he finishes the Shemun Esrei and the first kaddish. He says, Lamaik says the proper thing to do is immediately after Shemun Esrei, the chazan should say Yirotzim Rifonecha, and ends the primary part of Shemun Esrei. And even though he's going to wait till later to say the three steps back, Tachmon, all those other things we mentioned before, that's right. Siv Gimel, Afil Nochosh Korach Alakevel Yafsik. Talking about a snake which is not poisonous that will kill him. So also, if he's around one's foot, he should not move out of his position. He is allowed to move his position to get the snake off of his Achmil place, a scorpion, which is considered a chash takon, and l'fish muid yoysim hazik. Nochash nami rosh, koyus and muhim hazik place. It's everything l'fiha inyan. If there's a creature that can cause you serious health issues by attacking you, then go away from it, even the middle of the Shemoneh. If it's not a major sakona, then just leave the things alone. Kamuvan, whatever type of creature it is, if it's a type, then you won't be able to have kavana without it. So you're afraid of cats. If there's a cat in the room, you're not going to be able to have any kavana in the Shemoneh Esrei. Don't talk to the cat, just go somewhere else. Yeah. It's an ox coming your way. Also, change your position. Once again, there's also a situation you don't have to talk. You just have to go away from it because it's also Shan Sakona. They do gore. If it's a regular shav that does not have experience in goring people, even so, 50 amas. If he's within 50 amis of you, go away. Hamur means that he gore three times, and as long as you see it, stay away from it, even the Lishman Esrei. If you know that the local oxen are calm ones, they do not attack people in the Avni. The mice, as we learned before, even if a person switches position, Lishman Esrei, whenever he starts Lishman Esrei again, he starts again. He does not have to start. Yeah. Unless he had to go to the bathroom, that we learned before, since he wasn't roi for tefillah, then if he stayed enough, a long enough time to stay in Taj Shemoneh Esrei, he has to start again.